And when Jody Mitchell is upstairs in her Tumbler Ridge home, she's a stay-at-home mom. But when she goes into the basement, she becomes a technological entrepreneur as the owner of Filiprint, a 3D printing company. And she's with me on the line this morning. Good morning, Jody. How are you?
Good morning, Russell. I'm really good. Thank you so much for bringing me on the show.
Well, Filiprint, what led you to start this kind of company?
Well, I guess it all comes from family and our own technological background there. I've got some family members that do some cool things, including one that works with Imagination Technology, which is my supplier, a Canadian supplier for all of my 3D printing needs. So it just kind of came natural to my interests in doing things in an eco-friendly manner and wanting to get to work from home and doing something that is cool that I can show my kids. And hey, you know what? You guys can do something cool and let's try this.
Well, I want to ask you, a lot of us, of course, have heard about 3D printing over the years. And I guess our understanding is that some sort of device can make a three-dimensional object in the way, I suppose, we would have thought of 2D printing, you know, of printing off a sheet of paper and getting a reasonable facsimile. Tell me the difference between something that has been 3D printed, in your case it would be dinosaur tracks, versus what the actual thing would be.
Right. Well, the difference really is how it's done. Like you said, with a two-dimensional printer, you've just got your ink and it's going to go down on that piece of paper in one layer.
Yeah.
Now, with a 3D printer, it's kind of similar, except the ink is called filament, and it's going to go down in one layer, and then it's going to drop that print bed a little bit, and it's going to go down in a second layer, and it's going to do hundreds, thousands of layers until it slowly builds up whatever it is that I've programmed it to make. So if I wanted to make a small dinosaur head replica, I would design it on my computer and put it through some slicing software that takes that object and slices it into all those layers and then tells my 3D printer when and where to put down the filament or the ink. And so it does its process. And then it sings a little tune, lets me know it's done, and it's cured, and it's hard, and it's ready to be removed and used instantly. And like I said, I do all of my products with a filament that is actually biodegradable in as little as 6 months.
Okay.
So it's burning clean in my home. It's made from renewable resources, and it's just an awesome new manufacturing process altogether.
So what sort of products have you chosen to make so far?
Oh, well, I've got some awesome inspiration from the amazing locals in Tumbler Ridge Global Geopark. They have come up with all kinds of fun cookie cutter ideas. And I've got a drone guy in Tumbler Ridge that runs a company above Tumbler Ridge. And he's given me some inspiration towards drone pieces. And then that kind of came into, well, what could I do from that image? And I've started thinking about, and I've figured out how to do some 3D maps. So from the satellite images, taking that data, transforming it into 3D data, slicing it, and you can now hold a mountain like the entire Tumbler Ridge Global Geopark in your hand. And it's just awesome, awesome new technology.
What does this process do, or what do your products do for the museum itself? I mean, what are you able to give them that they can't get otherwise?
Right. Well, sitting down at the Dinosaur Discovery Gallery in Tumbler Ridge, I sat down with Rich McRae. He's the curator of paleontology. And we asked ourselves that same question. What can we do here with 3D printing? I happen to live across the street from it, so it really couldn't have happened anywhere else in the world that we kind of came up with this. But we're there speaking, and we figured out that when he does go and find something amazing, as I'm sure he's off doing now, he needs to get a replica of that to be able to name it and claim it, sort of speak. And so typically this would involve a lot of work and a lot of hours for them to go and create their own replicas. Now, we've figured out the potential for 3D printing to take images of those lines and take those images and put it into a three-dimensional object on the computer through some software. And I can take that object file and transform it again into something that my 3D printer will understand and make an exact replica of it within hours, rather than many, many, many hours. So the potential for what it can do for paleontology is really not yet fully understood, but just that step alone can really go, wow, we can process a lot more in a much shorter amount of time now, just for making a copy of these awesome finds that they're finding. Tumbler Ridge is so lucky to have the Dinosaur Discovery Gallery going. Economically, it's just this cool, awesome thing. I really do encourage everybody to check it out.
And lucky to have your ingenuity as well.
I guess so.
Now, before I let you go, there's another project I want you to tell me about. You're working with the school district printing picture books for the blind.
Well, we haven't done one yet. Right now, it's just an idea that I've come up with, and it came from a Peace Region local. I was hosted at the trade show by the Community Futures Peace Liard, who really, really did help me get the whole business going. I have to thank them. And I was at the trade show with them, and a blind man came to the booth, and I was telling people, I said, please look at this 3D printer. It's great. Come and check it out. And his wife said, no, I'm sorry. He's blind. He can't see. And I said, oh, well, give me your hands. And I took this man's hands, and I put an object in his hands. It happened to be a skull. And I helped him feel this object. I said, can you figure out what this is? And he lit up, and he was excited, and he knew what it was. And I was telling him about the technology. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, I can take a photo of a loved one and do that. I can take a photo of a new grandbaby, and I can make it 3D for someone who can't see their grandbabies, and they can touch and feel that face and have that connection. And then I thought, well, if I could just do that for maybe CNIB or the Vancouver Children's Hospital. So the next weekend I was showing the kids of Tumbler Ridge. They were so gracious enough to rent me a room in the community center and have me come, and I was doing presentations for these kids, and I said, you know, let's do something. Let's do something cool. So we've come up with this idea, and I've asked for submissions from the kids of Tumbler Ridge to just give me a short story, a short happy story, simple sentences, simple pictures. And when I get a few more submissions, I'm going to pick one or have some help picking one, because I'm sure there's going to be a few great ones. And I'm going to actually turn this story into Braille. And the pictures that these kids draw, the illustrations, I'm going to extrude into 3D and make a 3D book for a kid that is unable to see. And just really help teach the kids about this new technology and say, hey, you guys can do cool things for one another now. We don't have to think on flat paper. And so it was really fun to get the kids excited and thinking about new ways of doing things, and to be able to make a cool project and see where it can go for the blind in feeling their loved ones' faces and stories and things like that.
Well, Jody, it sounds exciting. Thanks so much for sharing some of your stories and profile with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Russell.
Jody Mitchell, she owns Philiprint 3D Printing in Tumbler Ridge. You can find her, of course, online, Philiprint, F-I-L-A, print.ca. And we've also posted a picture of one of her creations on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well, at Daybreak North.